Welcome back to Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. Our guest for episode 43 is Hiten Keshav, a CFO, entrepreneur, and established leader in finance. In his conversation with Mitch, Hiten shares his perspective relating to automation, job creation, innovation, and the overall mindset of a successful finance leader. Let's hear his insights now.
So I know looking at your LinkedIn, one of the things you have in your title is Mind Shift Leader. So in your opinion, when it comes to accounting and finance or just business in general, you know, how do we need to shift our mindset when it comes to artificial intelligence and the disruption that it has caused in accounting and finance?
The key aspect from a finance individual with regards to artificial intelligence, you know, there's been a whole talk about it being a replacement of individuals and the current roles that people play, and so people are going to become obsolete in the workplace. I don't think that's necessarily the case. What will actually happen is there will be a transition in the change of roles that individuals will play in business. That mindset changes to how am I going to stay relevant with this transition of technology that comes in. And I use the example of Excel, you know, and accounting back in those days. The general ledgers were all done on paper, those big A3 size books. And then the introduction of Excel came in and things started to be done electronically. But the individual didn't become obsolete. All they did was they changed their skill set to become more relevant with time. So I think that mind shift aspect is stay away from the negativity that indulges around the environment and focus on how you can fit in and make yourself relevant.
And besides helping, you know, really, in my opinion, I think the automation helps the accountant today. What other further positives do you think this automation, artificial intelligence, RPA, has to offer to the profession?
Look, I think RPA in itself is going to, besides efficiencies and productivity, it's going to come ultimately to a bigger business perspective from a decision-making aspect. You know, you will have information readily available for you to analyze and make better decisions from. Look at analytics, you know, descriptive analytics, predictive analytics using artificial intelligence. Based on historic data that's set in your, if you have a technology system with a whole bunch of customer or revenue related data, you know, it extrapolates a historic movement to give you some predictions going forward. And you can then apply commercial acumen to that to say, you know what, okay, fine, this is what's happened in the past, but going forward, things are actually changing economy wise. So I think it's going to make business more proactive rather than reactive.
Well, I know making business more proactive. I told you before this call, I enjoy following you on LinkedIn and all your articles and posts. One of the things I saw was the disruptive leader. So is that something that you coined yourself or is that something you picked up from somebody?
I've tried to coin as many of these things myself, but there might be others who describe them as disruptive leaders in their own way.
Well, I think it's right in alignment with what you're talking about here and you know, being able to take these insights and lead the business through. So can you just kind of explain to our listeners here what you actually mean by a disruptive leader?
Look, in context to the RPA side, you know, I look at a disruptive leader as someone who's going to be visionary and forward thinking, you know, someone who's going to look, you know, what can I do better going forward rather than what is it that I need to do now? So thinking in the future rather than thinking in the present moment only. So, you know, often we get told to live in the present moment, but that's not only enough now with technology coming into play. And especially if you're a technology company, which is where I play and dwell in, you know, we always have to think, what is it that we can do better for our clients in order to keep our business and product more relevant? And in that instance, is do we have to introduce artificial intelligence in our own product itself that we deliver to our client to make their lives easier and to make ourselves more relevant? You know, those are the type of aspects that you need to look at it. So as a visionary leader, you need to look both internally but also externally in terms of delivery to your customers as well.
And now, how does this kind of change the benchmarks or the measure of success of the finance team when everything is not so internally focused and, you know, looking at the right now, but more in the future? How do you measure that?
Look, I think there'll be certain basics that the finance team will still need to deliver in terms of what they do today. But where I think the key aspect will come in is, what is finance now able to do with financial data to make business decisions more effective from an operational aspect and a strategic aspect? But how does a financial individual have use his commercial acumen and strategic acumen better improve a business rather than being a back-end office person only? Be an office person who's able to add value in a proactive manner, in a strategic channel of the business, or in an operational channel. So, you know, there's this old term about finance business partnering. It's a big buzzword that's going around. Essentially, the crux of it is, don't sit on your laurels and only think in a finance aspect. Start thinking broad-based from a whole business perspective. And I look at it is, you know, if you're a CFO and you want to transition into a CEO role, you actually need to know your business holistically. And I think that's the role ultimately that the CFO and finance individuals, entrant financial individuals, will start playing.
So leading into my next question right there, I know the role of the CFO has changed and there's a lot of talk about that. You mentioned business partnering. So in your terms, you know, who really is the modern CFO, and what can we expect from that role to change even more as the industry continues to progress?
Look, your modern CFO, I would say, is a co-pilot of your CEO or your managing director, however the title is named in the business. Essentially, that individual for me in the future, or even currently, you know, needs to have a good understanding commercially of how business works and operationally, so that they can apply or provide the correct strategic guidance around decisions being made from a business perspective that have financial implications. And I look at it in the instance that from a process perspective, you know, technology is there to help enhance and efficiencies and productivity in a business. Usually finance are the gatekeepers when it comes to the costs that are related to implementing technology within a business. But what finance needs to understand is, it's not only a cost perspective. What's the long-term benefits and goals behind having such an implementation in our business internally? And in the same way, you know, from a product perspective, if you're doing development on a technology product, you know, finance guys always want to say, what's my ROI? How quickly am I going to be making that money back, you know, from my client? Which is a fair question. But at the same time, sometimes client retention plays a massive part from a bigger perspective, and we need to understand that part of sales and you know, marketing. Where does that client relationship aspect fit into play?
So I guess to wrap this conversation up, you know, how does all of this tie into personal or individual results? You know, how can somebody really use what you've talked about so far today, start to develop their skills, prepare for the future, and ultimately be successful in business today?
Look, I think individuals need to understand where the trend of the job profile that they want to see themselves playing in goes. So what is it currently? What it predicted to happen? So you're going to have to do some research, especially if you're young, you know, and you're getting into a finance field. In itself, I look at a lot of guys that I mentor here locally who are entrant CAs, chartered accountants here in South Africa. And a lot of them question and ask, you know, do I stay in the auditing field or do I go into a corporate world? What is it that's going to make me relevant to go into a corporate world? And a lot of that comes down to, I say, you can't sit yourself into a traditional back-end office role anymore. You need to start showing the necessary initiative, having the right attitude to become holistically involved in a business. So wanting to learn and grow within a business and not just within a finance department itself. I think that's going to be the key outcome from individuals.
What do you attribute your learning curve to? You know, when as you were coming into finance, and where did you learn to come up with this kind of insight that you are now able to offer to mentees?
So look, when I qualified as a CA after articles, I essentially started my own businesses. And so I went the whole entrepreneurial route. So I basically dived into the deep end of a swimming pool and had to swim myself out and understand what it is to make a business successful, running it from scratch. So I come with a finance background, but I don't come with much commercial and business acumen, you know. So I had to learn that the hard way. And, you know, after successfully selling businesses and relocating here to South Africa in Johannesburg, I got back into the corporate world. So I took that knowledge and was able to get into a CFO role at a young age of 28, you know, in a global technology organization, purely based on having gone through that whole journey of not only having stuck into the finance role, but being having played in the commercial and strategic roles as well. So that whole entrepreneurial aspect has driven my journey and my success so far in my career.
And this is my last question, but what is it about finance that you believe really serves as a great foundation to enable somebody like yourself to just jump into some entrepreneurial endeavor and find the success? How does finance really support what you need to be successful in business?
You know, every decision you make in business ultimately has a financial impact. And that understanding that financial impact and how it's going to affect the future of your business is core. I think that's the key fundamental decision character of being a finance individual with an entrepreneurial background, you know, that is of benefit. So, you know, any individual who wants to venture out into that space, they take a lot of knowledge with them in terms of being able to say, yeah, financially this decision is right or is not right, you know, just purely based on a return on investment perspective. I'm putting it out there. But then when you combine it with the business acumen and the commercial acumen around it, then you get a holistic view to say, okay, fine, a return on investment may only be 5 years, but holistically, that ROI can, you know, double the value of our business in that 5 years' time. So let's think long-term and not short-term.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.